Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. In this podcast, I'll be talking about getting comfortable. What does comfort mean to you? Is it warmth? Is it food? Is it comfy shoes? Or perhaps a warm bed that demonstrates comfort for you? Or is it something completely different? Our own personal comfort zones are very different. After all, we're all unique individuals, aren't we? Currently, with the major uncertainty surrounding our daily lives, comfort might be hard to find, and even harder to maintain. To me, comfort is about using all of your senses to achieve an ease in your life where you feel reassured and happy in your own personal comfort zone. It's quite something once you realise just how your emotions are affected by your comfort with a particular something. Achieving comfort in a world which is rather uncomfortable at times is something to strive for, in my humble opinion. So how can you start to achieve this? Well, using the five main senses we're blessed with, and acknowledging we have so many sub-senses within the five main senses, we can look to make our lives more comfortable in a way which is meaningful to us and can help with building resilience and a feeling of safety. So we'll start with visual comfort. That's a great one to start with. What is it that most comforts you from the visual perspective? Is it colour? Is it texture? Shades of colour or shape, perhaps? Find the things that comfort you to look at or watch and make a vision board with those things on it. When visual comfort is needed, you can just look at your vision board and let your attention focus on that. Whatever part of the vision board you're most attracted to at the time, just go with it. Moving on to taste comfort. Eating something which you know you love brings comfort, doesn't it? It might be something which you don't eat often or something you eat regularly. You will have heard of comfort foods. Indeed, the whole thing of comfort food is something which evokes feelings of calm and reassurance. How about making some food you know you will love? Then find some quiet time in a calm place and savour your food without the interruption of other things around you. Really enjoy the calm time to gain comfort from that food and enjoy every mouthful. Smell comfort. Do certain scents or smells bring you comfort, and what do they mean to you? Is it cooking in the kitchen that fires your comfort? Or is it being outdoors in the natural world with the smell of the plants and the trees and everything there that brings serenity to you? Make a box of your favourite comforting smells, whatever they are. Use little jars to hold things, then take time to smell them when you need to. Hearing comfort. Now, listening to a particular piece of music, I mean really listening to the sound and what it means to you, without thinking about what's happening around you. Connecting with the rhythm of the music and the tone of the sounds. Just absorb the sounds and feel them. Make yourself a series of playlists of songs that bring feelings of comfort. Find a safe and calm place to sit and listen to them. How does that make you feel? You'll be so surprised how listening to music that means something to you can make such a difference to your overall well-being. And finally, touch comfort. Touch from other humans or animals or something else you find comforting is quite a revelation, isn't it? I find it quite amazing how a hug, a hand on somebody's shoulder, or even holding someone's hand can bring such comfort in times when you so need that support from someone else. Because touch brings feelings of relaxation, calmness and well-being to yourself and others. At the moment, not being able to hug your friends or touch others socially is something which I personally found rather difficult to process. I actually miss hugs so much it hurts. Having a bag of your favourite fabrics to touch or a blanket to wrap yourself in, for example, that gives a feeling of comfort and security and can bring such comfort in times of need. Any of these ideas either in single sense ways or a combination of senses at the same time, can bring such comfort to people. From a personal perspective, I find that being out on a walk on a warm day, absorbing the sounds and smells, seeing the world and the wildlife around me, occasional tasting of berries at certain times of the year, touching the bark on the trees and feeling the flower petals or the leaves and smelling the open air around you is such an energising way to gain comfort. Strangely, this happens not only in good weather. Going outside in bad weather also brings comfort, but in another way. It's the potential of getting soaked, which isn't such fun, but the rest is excellent. As my nana always said, it's not bad weather if you're wearing the right clothes. Nature is awesome, and it does bring comfort, even when the world is in chaos. The natural world goes about its daily business. To me, nature is a healer, and it's astounding and remarkable in its ability to provide comfort. That's it for now. Take care and stay comfortable. Bye for now.